Democrat of the day to 40B we go, Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center. Samantha Vang is joining us. She is the DFL-endorsed candidate. She is running. This is Deb Hillstrom's seat. She is not running this time, and Samantha Vang is hoping to take it for the DFL. Samantha, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
My pleasure. My absolute pleasure. By the way, first of all, I have to ask you, because I was just up in your district this weekend. I was driving up there for a soccer match. And are you good at golf? Are you going to go try that brand new golf thing you've got up in your district there?
You know, I'm thinking about it. I heard it's opening up this Friday.
Yeah. My wife tried that. They had one down in Austin, Texas, and she was down there for business. She doesn't golf, and she said it was a blast. That's a real nice get for 40B. That's going to be a destination for a lot of people in the metro.
Yes, I'm excited for it.
Beautiful. Samantha, why don't we start off with a little background. Who exactly is Samantha Vang?
Yes. Well, my name is Samantha Vang. I am a candidate running for state representative in House District 40B that covers Brooklyn Center and three precincts of Brooklyn Park. And, you know, I am a Minnesota native. My parents first came to Minnesota in 1993, and soon afterwards I was born. So I grew up having to help my parents navigate through the system and through general life in America. Just imagine being like a fourth grader and having to interpret for my parents at a teacher's conference. So I made sure to say all the good stuff first. soon I became the first in my family to graduate from college at Gustavus Adolphus. And then for the past decade, I've also been doing a lot of community organizing, working through nonprofits, campaigns, and most recently, I was campaign manager for Jay Xiong, who's running for state representative also over in the Eastside St. Paul area as well. And I'm very excited for the general election. I believe that, you know, we need more a people-powered voice at the Capitol, and I hope to bring that at the Capitol.
Well, I got to tell you, as a guy that's about to turn 50, do I feel like a loser talking to you? My goodness. This is why I got a lot of faith that the DFL is going to do very well. We've got the best and the brightest, and they're coming up. And this is, you know, most people don't have this kind of game plan in place by the time they're 40. Here you are. You're running for the House. What made you make that decision? You saw that was an open seat. What said, you know what, I'm going to go for 40B?
Yeah, well, honestly, I actually didn't want to run for office. I was more comfortable doing behind the scenes and helping elect progressive leaders into office. But then I realized, you know, I believe policy should be made from the ground up, and having worked with diverse communities and building coalitions and just having spent a number of years trying to get elected officials to notice my community, I realized that I also know my community. And so that's why I made the decision to run.
The, you know, obviously, if you get to St. Paul, there's a lot of things that, I mean, it's a district that, you know, you've got a lot of metro in there, got a high population concentration in a very concise area. What are some of the issues that you want to champion for 40B if you get to St. Paul?
Yes. Number one priority is I have to believe that this is a state responsibility to make sure that our education are fully and equitably funded. And so I think that's the priority that I want to make sure that it stays at the Capitol. As recently, we have the highest achievement gap in the nation, and we need to close that. And so I want to make sure that our teachers are fully supported. We have quality early education. There's increased school funding and holistic approaches towards comprehensive solutions for education. And I also, Brooklyn Center used to be one of the most concentrated areas of homeowners, and that has declined since the recession. And I want to create more pathways towards homeownership, and especially for low-income minority families, and implement strategies that will allow our neighbors to access affordable homes as well.
You know, let's go back and talk first about education a little bit, because I was talking just before you came on the air about this Republican running down in 19A who basically, he feels it's time for public education to go away, which is insanity. Regardless of whether you're from the metro area or from rural Minnesota, there's a lot of people that have questions about the funding. And I think that what we could change in St. Paul right away is a better a better funding system here, because whether it's, you know, if it's an inner city school or if it's a rural country school, both of them are having kind of the same problem with the funding. And that shouldn't be the case. You cannot just keep cutting and expect the product to get better.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I totally agree. Yeah. And, you know, education is definitely one of the lowest risk investment. In the 1950s, Minnesota prioritizes funding education, and we became the economy we came today because of our investment in the 1950s for our education. And, you know, we must continue to make sure that our children continue to have the best quality education and in terms of equity and in terms of making sure that we have safe school learning environments. And if we want to continue having a competitive economy, that's one of the funding, making sure our education is fully funded, is one of the lowest risk investments we can make in the state of Minnesota.
You brought up housing, and that's actually an interesting issue. I don't think anyone has brought up the issue of housing, but obviously each district, I have a friend that says all politics is local. In your district, when you're looking at the concept there, what exactly happened to the homeowners? I mean, obviously there was a lot of foreclosures after the Great Recession of 2008, but, you know, why haven't the home ownership numbers come back in 40B?
Yeah, I think it's going through a lot of demographic shifts. You know, 10 years ago, the community looked completely different from 10 years ago till today. And I think we have a lot of young families moving in, and a lot of the older folks are moving elsewhere. And so I think Brooklyn Center just needs to have needs to be better prepared, and how can we accommodate for these new changes and these young families coming in. And I think we have a lot of rental properties here, and a lot of voters feel that we need to, home ownership is one of the key ways how we can keep our neighborhoods, and make sure our neighborhoods look, nice and maintained.
One of the challenges here, once again, Samantha Mang is joining us, DFL candidate for 40B, Democrat of the day. One of the things that's very clear after we saw the last election, the last legislative cycle, the Republicans, there's a lot of things they're doing wrong. These 1,000-page omnibus bills they're throwing at the Democrats, who have not seen a damn page of it, and saying you got 3 hours to review it and then we're voting on it. That's one thing. But as well, there's a clear element of the Republican Party that wants to punish Democratic districts, especially Twin Cities metro area districts, especially districts like 40B. Talk about standing up for 40B, because obviously you're going to go into St. Paul, and the Republicans that are going to be there, whether that's with the DFL majority or a DFL minority, they're going to still have this mentality of, you know, villain districts that basically don't vote Republican, and they go out of their way to make sure the funding and projects and the general funds and the tax dollars are not there for a district like that. How are you going to stand up for 40B when you get to St. Paul with the current Republican mentality?
Yes, you know, I plan to bring a people-powered voice to the Capitol. You know, as when I first mentioned my candidacy from day one in early June, I told my team that we're going to put the people first. And we made sure that we talked to every single constituent and every single voter and every single, hear every single issue. And that's, you know, and after the primary, we are able to turn out not just regular primary voters, but also new voters and even people who voted for the first time. And we hope to continue that. We plan to continue that to the election and be a place for people who feel they've been underrepresented to feel like they have a place over in that capital.
You have a district which is very congested and condensed. You need a lot of door knockers, correct?
Yes, I do.
And so if people would like to help out your campaign, obviously this is, you're just up on the north side here. This is a pretty easy district to get to, correct?
Yes, yes.
All right. If you would like to make a donation to help out, either volunteering or with a monetary donation to help out Samantha Vang, the website, samanthavang.org?
Yes, that's correct.
Samantha Vang, Samantha Vang, VANG.org is the website. 40B, Samantha, all my best. Once again, you're with Deb Hillstrom deciding not to run. It's been a great DFL district. I feel pretty confident that you're going to continue that tradition there. And all my best as we head for November 6th.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.